Have you ever thought of a balloon's worst enemy? It's got to be a sharp object like this. And today we're going to wonder why. Have you ever wondered why a balloon pops when it's around a sharp object, right? I can see that you're a little skittish, right? I think you'll enjoy today's experiment. William, why does a balloon pop when it gets around a sharp object like a needle?
Because the air drains out of it.
You're right, the air drains out of it. In fact, there's a tremendous amount of stress there, and we simply are hearing all the air escape. Would you believe that I'm going to teach you how to blow up a balloon and actually put this skewer through the balloon without it popping?
You need to know
something about the science of the balloon. First of all, we need to blow up the balloon. Go ahead and take a balloon and blow one up, and would you blow one up as well? When we're blowing up the balloon, I'm going to ask you about the stress. Those elastic molecules are getting bigger. Good, now let a little bit of the air out. Ready? Good, so we release some of the strain. That's perfect. And a little bit more out of yours. Good. Tie it off if you would for me. And now I want you to hang on to the balloon because I'd like to examine scientifically where the most amount of stress is on that balloon. Now it's hard to see because it's all the same color. So what I did was I took a pen and I put tiny little dots all over this balloon. They're all about the same size. So now watch what happens when I blow up the balloon. Watch.
Bigger.
Notice that on the edges here, the dots are really big. They're hard to see. But notice on the end right here. Here, take a look. The end right there, it's small. The least amount of stress in this balloon is here at the end. So, Will, that's a good place to put a needle. This would be a good place, but we want to keep the needle away from there. Watch what happens when we deflate. You can see how they're, again, they're all the same size. And we come down and you see that they're the same size. So the greatest amount of stress is there on the edges. So here's the secret. Are you ready for this? You need to have I use a cooking skewer dipped down into a little bit of oil to help guide it. All right? And now, okay, this is the scary part. We're going to try to put it in right about there. Let's give it a try. Let me hold it here. And I'll try to put it in right there. Here we go, Will.
Whoa.
There it is.
There it is.
And now I'm trying to find the end down. Oh, there's a good spot right there. Do you see it coming out here? Let's see if we can get it all the way through.
Unbelievable.
Got it. Do you see?
How did you do that?
Yeah, now you try it, would you? There's your skewer. And here's one for you. Dip it down into a little bit of the cooking oil. Would you do that? And now you have to believe that you can push it through the end there, right? And it's got to be a slow one. So push it through slowly. Push it. Oh, see, you got it. It's okay. Keep practicing. Okay. We have a lot of them. Will, would you do it? Push it through. Oh, you've got it. You've got it. Now you've got to find the other end there. Remember the least amount of stress there in that balloon. Try that place. Oh, you're so close. Keep practicing, would you? So I promise you'll be able to fool your friends, and all you need is a latex balloon, a good quality latex balloon, a cooking skewer like you find at the grocery store, a little bit of
oil
so they can go all the way through, and William, a whole lot of
patience.
That's what we're going to need. Try it at home. You'll have fun. Remember to keep wondering why. It gets you every time, doesn't it?
Okay, let's see.